This Peah Shabbos, we read Parsha Shkolim. We read it's one of the first of the Arba Parshios. For those who are not in Shul, maybe you didn't know that, but if you're in Shul, they're the four Parshios. So we read Shkolim, then we read Parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim, then we read Parshas Parah, and then we read Parshas HaChodesh. So we started Shkolim. Shkolim basically is, they collected when the Beis HaMikdash was up. It was the annual fundraiser. They collected the money. What was the money used for? For the Karbanos HaTzibor. For the Karbanos HaTzibor, the communal offerings they were going to use for the year to buy the Karbanos, they used the Maksis HaShekel because that's why Maksis HaShekel had a din of a tzibor. There's a difference between a tzibor and, let's say, a public partnership. Like people, a lot of people give to something. It's not necessarily a halakhic tzibor. So in order to be part of the Karbanos tzibor, it came from the Maksis HaShekel. So that's what we read about because they have to get ready now to, they have to get money for the Karbanos tzibor. So there's a Gemara in Brachas, in the fourth perek. The Gemara talks about the Zmanei Tefillah. It talks about the time for Shacharis, the time for Mincha, the time of Musaf, the time of Meir. So Shacharis, the Gemara goes through, there are three basic times, maybe two basic times, maybe one. But the Gemara says, the ideal time is Vasikin, you daven at sunrise. The next best thing, which is also Lechatchila, you daven until Adalat shows, until 4 hours of the day. And then there's a quasi time between Dalat shows and Chatzos. The Gemara says you still get Schar Tfila, you get reward for davening Shacharis, but you don't get Schar Tfila Bizmana. You don't get rewarded for davening at the appropriate time. And one who misses Chatzos, so then there's a din at Tashlumin, that you can make it up at Mincha. That's a discussion. Some want to claim if you don't get it before 10, maybe between 10 and 12 is a form of Tashlumin. That's a debate over there in the commentators. But what's clear is, once you miss the Zman Mincha after Chatzos, so then you move into the realm of Tashlumin. And that's not true, not only true with Shacharis, that's true with Mincha. And even though Mincha Tamayr are two different days, because Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, Yom Echad, the Gemara clears the Shaila, but concludes that you still could do Tashlumin from Mincha to Mayrev, and also Mayrev to Shacharis. So the Gemara is clear, there's a din of Tashlumin, and we paskin only Tashlumin on one Tefillah. Like, if I miss Shacharis, I can't make it up at Mayrev. I have to make it up the following Tefillah, which would be Mincha. If I miss it then it's Me'uvos L'Yochol Litzkon. And you have to miss it B'Shogeg, you can't miss it B'Mezid, etc. Okay, so Tosis points out something. So the Mishnah talks about Musaf. They're either Ad Zayin Shos or Kol Hayom. But the Tosis in the bottom Tosis on Chav Vav Amud Aleph asks, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Tashlumin for Musaf. It's conspicuous by its absence. It's mentioned in the Mishnah, like with Shacharis, Mincha, Mayrev. Yeah, when the Gemara talks about Tashlumin, silence. There is no mention of Tashlumin, which forces Tosus to conclude that there is no Tashlumin for Musaf. So again, we assume you have Kol Hayom for Musaf. So once, whatever we'll call it after sunset, or every time we're going to call it, the next day, you cannot make up, there is no Tashlum. And the question is why? How come when it comes to Shacharis, Mincha, and Mayrev, we have Tashlumin, but not by Musaf? So Tosis gives us the Yisod, the other Rishonim, because Shacharis, Mincha, Mayrev, are Yisodei Rachamim, that we pray, it's Bakashas Racham, we're asking God for help. So that's appropriate all the time. However, Musaf, is a din in karbanos. Basically, what that's what the karban musava is about, the karbanos sibor. So avar yomo bato karbano. If I missed mincha Shabbos last night, I can make it up at Meiriv last night. But if I miss Musaf on Shabbos, I can't daven Musaf today. Because avar yomo, when it comes to karbanos, once the day passes, the karban is meaningless, is nullified. So there's no gain in bringing a karban, maybe it's even usher, to bring a karban not on the right time. So therefore, Musaf is corresponding to karbanos, while shacharis mincha mayrev correspond to rachav. That's Tosfos. Comes along the No Debi Yehuda, based on Tosfos clearly, but maybe based on others as well. He has the following question. Are women obligated in Tfilas Musaf? Are women obligated to daven Musaf? Let me just point out, the Mishnah tells us clearly, it's not a new Shaila, are women, do women have to daven? The Mishnah says it. Noshim chayovos b'tfila. Women are obligated in tefillah. Again, so we talk about tefillah, we talk about colloquial davening, you know, the whole davening, shacharizmin. But when, usually in halachic terminology, tefillah refers to Shmona Esrei. That's tefillah. So that's what we're talking about. So the No Debi Yehuda says, it raises the question. Why? Because at first glance, maybe second and third glance as well, tefillah seems to be a mitzvah asei shazman grama. I can only daven shacharis in the morning, mincha in the afternoon, ma'ariv at night. So it seems to be a zman grama. And the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushim, Noshem peturus be mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs. So if tefillah is a time-oriented mitzvah, why does the Gemara say she's chayev in tefillah? So the No Debi Yehuda explains is because, what's the pshat? The pshat of the Gemara is, it starts off as a zman grama. However, the power of rachamin ninu transcends zman grama. However you want to work it, whether it's still a zman grama, but it's still chayev, or it's no longer a zman grama, however you're going to learn the lumdis, the concept of tefillah rachamim, it's always appropriate to daven all the time, makes it in non-zman grama, or it's a special zman grama, the chayev, we'll just call it a non-zman grama, just for simplicity's sake. But it's not an issue whether it's a zman grama, the point is women become chayev. It transcends from woman being putar, and rachamim makes it that the chayev. Noshim chayov is b'tfilah. However, the is, what about musaf? When we say noshim chayov is b'tfilah, so again, to a different, when we say noshim chayov is in tfilah, there's a major debate among the poskim how much they have to daven. Everyone agrees the chayev. Is it a moda ani? Is that enough? Is one Shmona Esrei enough? Do they have to do Shacharis and Mincha? Do they have to do Shacharis and Mincha Meir? Whatever, all various shitas I just quoted, we have the whole gamut. Whatever a woman has to daven, that we could debate on what exactly is included, but there's no debate that they're chayev. The No Debi Yehuda is, what about Musaf? A woman chayev in Tfilas Musaf. So the No Debi Yehuda says, based on our discussion, that women are putter from Musaf. Why? Because the only reason the chayev in Shacharis, Mincha, and Meiriv is because of Rachamininu. It transcends Man Grama. A woman go from exempt to chayev because it's always appropriate to make, to ask Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as Tosis pointed out, why is there no Tashlumin by Musaf? Because Musaf is fundamentally Karbanos. It's not Rachamim. So if it's not Rachamim, it's still a Zman Grama, and therefore retains its Zman. By Shacharis Mincha Meiriv, it loses its Zman Grama status, and women become Chayim. By Musaf, it retains its Lav, it retains its Zman Grama status, and hence, the No Debi Yehuda paskens, women are exempt from Tfilas Musaf. Ad Kan No Debi Yehuda. Comes along the Bisamim Rosh, which is a very controversial sefer, or may I say person. In other words, today it's understood that they say it's a forgery, that it's not really the Rosh as we know it, Rabbeinu Asher. It's someone who made believe he was writing in Jewish literature, halachic, we have different known forgeries. One is the Yerushalmi and Kudshim. I guess there wasn't a Yerushalmi and Kudshim. And someone said, oh, let me write one. I'll make one up. Obviously, it must have been a big Talmud Chacham if you could write a Yerushalmi and Kudshim. Give you credit for that. So and in fact, they say over, it was so convincing, the Chafetz Chaim read about in Yerushalmi that they spoke about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. He started putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin every day after learning this quote-unquote, well, he didn't know, but they say it was a forgery. Again, doesn't mean you shouldn't put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin because there could be other reasons, but if your only basis is this, then you have to know who you're relying on. But so too, the Bisamim Rosh, he's actually, it's understood today by most that it was a forgery. That's why the Chasam Sofer called it a play on words, not the kisve, like kosev, chaf, tuf, beis, yud, but he put the word zayin in instead of tuf, kisve, like we say in the kizavnu, like falsehood, unfaithful, kisve, it's the forgery of the rush, he used to call it. So, none other than the great Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who was related to the Chasam Sofer. One was the son-in-law to the other. Who was the son-in-law? Who was first, Rabbi Akiva Eiger or the Chasam Sofer? But I think one was the son-in-law. So either way, maybe it wasn't. But either way, the great Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes this Bisamim Rosh and says, women are putter from Tfilas Musaf. Not because like the Nod the Yehuda said it, that reason's still intact, but because of a different reason, because the Karban Musaf is basically Karbano Sibor. What is the Karban Musaf? It's the Karban Sibor for the Jewish people. And we read in Parsha Shkolim, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, not that Kisis is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, don't be misled. Mishpatim is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, but Parsha Shkolim was my Mafter and Haftorah, so not to confuse you. So therefore, Parsha Shkolim, we read about the giving the Maxis Hasheko in order to pay for the Karbano Sibor. So it says men are obligated in giving to the Maxis Hasheko, not women. So the Bisamim, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, quoting the Bisamim Rosh, says, if women are exempt from giving to the Maxis HaShekel, and the Maxis HaShekel paid for the Karbano Sibor, and Musaf corresponds to the Karbano Sibor, hence I'll come to the logical conclusion that women are exempt from Tfilas Musaf. You got the stages here? The Maxis HaShekel, women are exempt from giving the Maxis HaShekel, only men do. The Maxis HaShekel goes to pay for Karbano Sibor. Tfilas Musaf corresponds to Karbano Sibor. Hence, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Bisamim Rosh conclude that women are exempt from Tfilas Musaf. So that's what people want to say. He's quoting the Bisamim Rosh as a forgery. So again, it gets into, one could argue, well, if Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it went through the filter of the Bisamim Rosh. Like they say, the Rambam, like when they talk about Aristotle's, the Rambam quotes Aristotle's, and sometimes the Ramah quotes so they say, if you know, it went for the filter of the Rambam, so whatever the Rambam quotes, we could accept, you know, however you want to deal with forgeries, the fact that something a forgery doesn't mean, in other words, the way I would say it is, the burden of proof is on you to prove you're right now, but doesn't mean everything, someone can forge a book, and he forged it from a great person, and he got everything he said in there could be true. If he's saying it's his own chiddush, so maybe he's taking it from someone else. Doesn't mean it's wrong. Clearly, it's suspect. If a person's lying about that he's writing a sefer on his own, so then he's suspect, you have to look into it. But doesn't mean the fact that he said it doesn't automatically make it wrong. I mean, if he's quoting a Gemara, if the Gemara is there and it seems to be a proof, it still would be. You know, you have to, we might have to go in, why is he writing a forgery? But that's a whole separate, you know, we'll leave that to the historians, etc. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes it, and I'm not sure it's not even be quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It got so far. But, so either way, so they point out that, based on this Besamrim Rosh, women are putter from Tfilas Musaf, they're exempt. So therefore we have two separate reasons why women should be putter from Tfilas Musaf. We have the note of Yehuda, that since Musaf is connected to Karbonos, but not because of Makasas HaShekel, because only Shacharis, Mincha, and Mayrev are Rachamim. So that makes them Chayev. If not for Rachamim, women would be putter from Shacharis, Mincha, Mayrev as well. Musaf is Karbonos, that's why there's no Tashlumin, and therefore as well, it's not Rachamim, so it remains as Zman Groma, and women are putter. According to the Rabbi Kiva Eger B'Samim Rosh, since women are exempt from giving to the Machzis HaShekel, which is given for the Karbono Sibor, which Tfilas Musaf corresponds to, women obviously must be putter from Tfilas. So all agree that putter in Tfilas Musaf. The question is why. So that's why it's very halacha l'maisa in terms of, and it happens, it doesn't have to be that way, but many women come to shul later, you know, no judgment, they're taking care of the kids, they're dabbing at home, they want to come for the kiddush, all good things. But I'm just being descriptive here. They show up, and let's say let's assume they haven't davened yet, and they show up, and the tefillah's davening musaf. So we just establish a woman's exempt from musaf. I mean, exempt doesn't mean she can't do it. Unless she's a Sephardi woman, we could discuss that. But if you're an Ashkenaz woman, there's no debate. A woman can do it. But let's assume, according to everyone, she could do it. The question is, so if she's going to do both, okay, so it gets a separate shiloh. Should I daven shachris before musaf? But let's assume she only has time to daven one. So it should seem obvious that she should be davening shacharis, not musaf, because if shacharis she's chayiv in, again, of course, if you want to argue, she said moda'ani or whatever, and she was yotzei shacharis, and maybe you could argue she could daven musaf, but whatever, assuming she didn't fulfill her obligation or whatever nashim chayavas mean, so clearly logic would dictate that if you only could daven one, you have to do the thing you're obligated in, not the thing you want to volunteer. So that's why it's good to know for women if they have it. So many women, sometimes they daven before they come. They already daven shacharis. So again, and you know, for a man, doesn't have an option. A man's chayiv in both. Again, that's a separate child. If you walk in, should I daven musaf first and then shacharis? That's a debate among the poskim. But either way, you got to do both if you're a man. The question is which order. For a woman, doesn't have to do both. But if you daven musaf, that'd be interesting if anyone says by davening musaf, maybe that will count as yechiyev tefillah, maybe you can get both in. I'm just thinking aloud now. But pashtus, I'm saying, is one should probably daven shacharis, because that's the one, unless we want to say, maybe by davening musaf, maybe you fulfill your nashim chayavis b'tefillah. Maybe you can get a dual. Maybe you'll get nothing, maybe you'll get a double. I guess you're playing the casino. So either way, so according to everyone, you should daven shacharis, and we could get into the details. Right, okay, so comes along the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima has the following shaila. We're saying women are putter from musaf, and they are. But the Torah Tamima, but women don't usually lead the sibor from musaf, or musaf period, or shacharis for that matter, and therefore it's not an issue. But the Torah Tamima raises the following shot. What about a bar mitzvah boy? Someone between 13 and 20, let's call it. Can he lead tefillas musaf for the tzibur? Again, so if he's If he's running a youth minyan, maybe between 13 and 20, so maybe it won't be a shaila. But let's say he's doing it, you have someone elderly in there, over 20. So I would fit that category if that's the definition of old, 20. But either way, so therefore it goes like this. So he says, it says in the Parsha, Ben Esrim Shana, the simple reading is that even a male is only chayiv in machzis hashekel if you're 20. So therefore comes along the Torah to me and raises the following shaila. If we're saying the whole reason, what's the connection? Whoever's chayiv in machzis hashekel is chayiv in musaf, and hence women are putter. So if that's the case, then a 13 to 20-year-old is not chayiv in the machzis hashekel. He's putter, and therefore maybe, again, number one, maybe he's putter, doesn't have to daven, but certainly he can't be the one. So if he's putter, he can't be the one leading services for the elderly over 20. That's the shaila of the Torah to me. And we don't, I haven't found any shul that's makbid on this. Maybe there is someone somewhere. But the general minig, the minig Yisrael is that they don't look for someone 13 to 20, but it, you know, different time, especially also many times the bar mitzvah boy gets up and davens musaf. So that's the classical case. Some people don't like bar mitzvah boys laning or davening, period. But, in the more modern shuls or wherever, they usually lane people daven musaf. So that is the minhag Yisrael. So how do we answer up? So I'm saying the answer is a bar mitzvah boy can. I mean, what I'm saying, the answer is, that's the minhag. So how do we answer the Torah Tamimah's kasha? He's raising a question on the. So again, so if we go with the No Debi Yehuda, it's nothing to do with the Kabbana Sibor. It has to do with Musaf being Rachamim, and a man is Chayav in Tvila, so therefore it wouldn't be a Shaila. But working with the questionable Besamim Rosh, not questionable what he said, questionable who he was, but going with the one Rabbi Kivayu quoted, so how do we answer? So one answer is it's not. Maybe there's two ways of answering a shaila. You could deny the premise, or you could agree with the premise and then give an answer. So first let's go into denial delusionary mode. We'll deny the premise, and then if we want to accept the premise, we'll try to give another answer. So what do you mean deny the premise? What? It doesn't say in the parasha you read, Ben Esrim, that 20-year-old is the chayev to give? What do you mean? How is that debatable? I'll tell you how it's debatable. It does say 20 and up you have to give a machzis hashekel. That's not debatable. However, nothing's ever simple, we know. Because it's not only one machzis hashekel. There were different machzis hashekel people gave. One gave for the adonim, the sockets, and one was given for the karbano sibor. So some want to point out, einachinami, the one for the adonim, that you had to be 20 and older. But for the Karbano Sibor, even the 13-year-olds had a give. So therefore, if someone would deny the premise and say the kasha falls off, because it's not true. A 13-year-old is chayav in machzis hashekel. If that's true, everything falls off. So that's denying the premise here. Let's assume the premise is correct. Could we answer up to Shaila? So, yes, that's where Rav Svi Pesach Frank comes in and says, yeah, let's assume the premise is right. So perhaps we could answer as follows. It's true that you have to be 20 to be chayiv in giving the machzis hashekel. But let me ask you something. The women, it's true they're not chayiv in giving. But are they included in the kapara of the machzis hashekel? Are they included in the kapara of the Karbano Sibor? If you're part of Klai Yisrael, and women are, then you get the kapara. So it's true they're not chayev, but they're still involved in the kapara. So therefore, the Rabbi Pastor Frank wants to say, it's true. Maybe a Ben Yud Gimel Shana, even if he's not chayev, in the Machzis HaShekel, but he's still included in the kapara. So if he's included in the kapara, so then you can say he's also chayiv and musaf also. Of course, based on that svara, then one could say, If that's the case, then maybe women should be chayiv and musaf, because women are included to the... So working with the Bissam and Rosh, then one could taina either... Again, you can make a distinction between... You could say, well, since it's a discussion, women are pater anyway from musaf based on the no de Yehuda, so therefore they'd still have the problem. But according to this shayla, so then it'd only be a suffix. So then, you know, and then etc. But that would be the svara to include that... For the Minig Yisrael, even if you accept a 13-year-old to daven, even if you assume a 13-year-old couldn't give to the Machzis HaShekel, they say, nevertheless, but since he's included in the atonement, the Kapara, so too here. And that's the whole concept of Parsha Shkolim, the Machzis HaShekel. As we all know, Machzis HaShekel, why a half a shekel? To show, you can have 9 Moshe Rabbeinus, but a minion you cannot make. You need 10 people. The koach of the tzibor of Klai Yisrael, as the Chasam Sofer writes. That's why if you daven b'tzibor, even if you don't have kavanah in your davening, but if you're fortunate to be in the right tzibor and someone else has kavanah, it all goes together. You had kavanah for the first 3 words, someone else had kavanah for this. I guess that's what it means, the more people in the minyan, you're better. I mean, if you only have 10, 20 people, I don't know. It's really pushing it close that we're going to really have kavana for Rov davening. But as always, but it's a tzibor anyway. God loves the tzibor, so therefore we always... An individual can't stand in judgment, but that's as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to always say, it's true all year round. But especially during the Yom Noraim, you should be a yachid chat tzibor toluibo. You should always be someone, as we said, we bench Rosh Chodesh, Adar Sheni, this week. And we talk about, in the Kumprakan, people who serve Bitzibor Be'amuna, what's the lesson in the Kumprakan? So someone who serves Klai Yisrael, so they have a special schus. In fact, now it's special schus, and that's what the Machzis HaShekel is part of the Karbanos Sibor, that when we're part of one unit, so therefore God listens to our tfers and our tfilas could be listened to. And that's the yisod here, that's Parsha Shkolim, that everyone we give the Shkolim so we can have Karbanos Sibor, and that's the whole discussion. What's the Iker? Is it tfila? Some want to say our private tfila is the Iker tfila. Others want to claim Chazaras HaShatz because that's Tfilas HaTzibor. Tfila Bitzibor is 20 of us davening privately at the same time. But Rav Soloveitchik, Tfilas HaTzibor, that's like the Karban Tzibor. That's the ultimate, somehow Chazaras HaShatz is more, that goes against the Gemara that says, really, we don't need Chazara, it's only for the Ein Obaki. That goes at a different Gemara, implying that it's not the Iker, but that's a whole separate discussion. But that's the concept of Tzibor. So let's summarize. We had the Chacharis Mincha Mayra, we have a Dinah Tashlumin. Tosef says, why not Musaf? Because Musaf, the other Tfilas are Rachamim, Musaf is Keneged Karbanos. And that, hence, based on that, the Noah de Yehuda said, women are Pater from Musaf, because Musaf remains as Man Grama. But even though Shacharis Mincha Mayav is a Zman Grama, but Rachamim overrides it, turns it into a Lav Zman Grama. And hence, the Old Divina says that women are Pater from Musaf. The Rabbi Kiva quotes the Besamim Rush, who writes that women are Pater from Musaf for a different reason, because Machzis HaShekel goes to the Karban Tzibor, Tfilas Musaf is the Karban Tzibor, hence women are Pater from Tfilas Musaf, etc. So we have 2 reasons, and hence we say, whatever reason you take, a woman should daven Shacharis. If she's only going to daven once, she should do Shacharis over Musaf. Of course, she could do both. And then we discussed the Torah Tamima. What about a bar mitzvah boy? It says Ben Estrim, you have to be 20 years to give. Either we deny the premise, that's only by the Adonim, but not by the Machzis HaShekel given to the Karbanos Sibor. If we want to accept the premise, so the Svi Pesach Frank writes and others, that since women are included as well in the kapara, so is the bar mitzvah boy. So if you're included in the kapara, so you could also daven. According to that, then a woman should be maybe chayev in musaf as well. But anyway, we have other reasons why a woman it's pater, but by a bar mitzvah boy, the minhag olam is that we let a bar mitzvah boy lead services. Daven tefilas musaf, we assume either a 13-year-old is chayev in machzis hashekel, or we assume even if he's not, he's included in the kapara, and that's enough. He's bechlal the tzibor, and he's included. He could lead services as well, and that's the whole concept of the machzis hashekel to show Klal Yisrael is one. Each person, nine Moshe Rabbeinos, each person on their own, you're only a yachid, but together with the tzibor, and again, as Rav Salavation used to like to say, 10 people reading the Jewish press, he said, the Algemeine Journal, I'll just switch it, or 10 people reading the, you know, the Jewish newspaper doesn't make a tzibor make. It's 10 people getting together for tefillah, perhaps a dvar mitzvah, as in fact that was this week's parsha, that Mikroi Kodesh, every time on Shabbos, you get together, you have a public davening, you have a public shiur, that turns it into a din daraisa. Based on Mikrai Kodesh, that's how the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor, which is a separate discussion. But that's the Yisod here, and that's the concept of Parshas Shkolom we just read. We're getting ready to be part of the Tzibor Machzis HaShekel, and we're benching. We bench Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and it's coming out this coming Thursday, Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi for those who missed Birkas HaChodesh this past week.